Adam and Constance were very religious. Both had been raised in Catholic families. Except for her uncle Chandler, who was agnostic, all their relatives were devout Catholics. Adam's oldest brother was, in fact, a priest. Adam, as a youth, had been an altar boy and had prayed to God to become a priest. Instead, God made him a fireman. Constance had seriously thought about becoming a nun, but that was before she met Adam. Her heart fluttered at her first sight of Adam. He was taking pictures with kids at a charity event. What a big, strong man, she thought, and so good-looking. Constance took her nephew over to get his picture taken. She couldn't believe it when she saw that Adam was wearing a St. Christopher medal around his neck. He's Catholic, too, she marveled. Not being a shy woman, Constance started up a conversation with Adam. One thing, as they say, led to another. Both sets of parents were so happy that their child had fallen in love with a Catholic. There was a huge wedding at the cathedral. Adam's brother married the two lovebirds. Everyone said it was the best wedding ever. When Adam and Constance got around to opening their gifts a few days later, Constance opened an envelope from her uncle Chandler. In it was $100 cash. But the cash was inside a Jewish card for Happy Hanukkah. The note in the card was, "I couldn't find a wedding card that I liked. I know this is Jewish, but it really is a beautiful card, don't you think? Love and best wishes." Constance did not send her uncle a thank you note, nor did she ever talk to him again. She was unable to think about her wedding again without thinking about that card.